I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, hoops homies? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. We're recording Monday, January 24th. Your boy Jeff Clark here, and I've cooled off after our red hot start to the 2022 year. I was 1-7 last week. It was a disastrous performance for me last week. I'm still 21-17 this year, but my profit or my bankroll surplus has been significantly reduced over the last week. So that sucks, but I'm very confident. I had a pretty strong weekend personally, handicapping the NBA. So hopefully those good weekend vibes continue this week and we can have another winning week after just an absolute embarrassing performance last week. So sorry if you followed me on that stuff. You're welcome if you faded me. I had a couple people hit me up on Twitter saying they faded me, so they made some money. But I'm hoping most of you listening are following me or at least in my corner with this stuff. This website or this podcast is presented by our website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, and we're sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Real quick, let me get this ad read out of the way before we start handicapping the Monday NBA slate, but Tipico Sportsbook is the sponsor of the podcast, and they're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with their fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for the details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. So, like I said, I was 1-7 last week, huge stinker, and I capped off the week with an 0-3 Friday. If you guys remember, I took the Wizards money line over the Toronto Raptors. I took the Spurs money line over the Brooklyn Nets, and I took the Nuggets -3.5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. All of them were home teams. All of them whiffed. Washington lost 109-105 to Toronto. The Raptors seized control in the third quarter, outscoring the Wizards 36-23 after a back-and-forth first half. So that sucked. I didn't have a lot of hope for Washington in the fourth quarter. So you, for the most part, could have just stopped watching after the third quarter and realized that Washington was not the winner or was not the right side. San Antonio had a very similar trend, I guess, in its loss, 117-102 loss to the Brooklyn Nets. They were a slight home underdog, but it was -105 on Tipico. It was a seesaw battle in the first half. In fact, San Antonio ended the first half with a lead, but Brooklyn outscored the Spurs 67-51 in the second half to key that victory again. It was a 117-102 Brooklyn win, so our San Antonio -105 money line ticket was a loser. James Harden had 37-10-11. DeJounte Murray had 25-12-10. We talked about how good DeJounte Murray has been this past month. Apparently, the sharp side would have been a DeJounte Murray player prop, but we took the Spurs money line and that whiffed. The final game that we whiffed on Friday was the Nuggets laying 3.5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. They end up spoiling a Nikola Jokic triple-double and lost 122-118. So that sucks, but let's not dwell on the past any further. Let's jump ahead and try to stack some wins and get our bankroll back to where it should be here and end January on a winning note. So I'm on two plays today. I'm taking the Thunder plus the points right now on Tipico. They are priced at 1.5, +1.5. Also, I'm taking the over 221.5 in the Utah Jazz Phoenix Suns game. So my two best bets are Thunder plus the points, but I'll take it at +1.5 now. I'm going over 221.5 excuse me, 220.5 now. It's coming down on the Utah Jazz Phoenix Suns. And actually, both of these plays, I would wait closer to tip-off before getting in a bet because we're fading the public in both instances. So if we get reverse line movement, that makes me feel stronger about our handicaps. But if money keeps coming in on the teams we're betting against, then maybe we can get a cheaper price closer to tip-off. But we're taking the Thunder minus or plus 1.5. They're 14-32, and they're hosting the 28-17 Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls have lost 6 of the last 7 games and 3 straight. Their latest was a 114-95 loss at the Orlando Magic yesterday, Sunday, in a game that they just really no-showed in. Oklahoma City, however, has lost 10 of its last 11 games, as well as 3 straight, latest being a 94-87 loss at the Cleveland Cavaliers Saturday, but they did cover as 12-point underdogs. These teams tied 1-1 straight up and against the spread last season. Obviously, Chicago brought in a bunch of new pieces this offseason, so the Chicago team is playing a lot better than it was last year. I think the head-to-head results of last year's meetings matter, since the Chicago Bulls are going to be without Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, both backup guards, or both backcourt players that Chicago added this offseason that have been integral to the Bulls being third in the East. I got a few factors for this game. The first and the most important one is it just feels like the house is screaming to bet Chicago, and we don't want to play into the house's hands. Again, Chicago's third in the East. They could be getting back Zach LaVine tonight, who's a bona fide all-star and averaging in the mid-20s in points per game. Also, Oklahoma City is 14th in the West, and they've lost 10 of the last 11 games, yet they're a small home underdog. It just feels like the house is screaming bet Chicago, and most of the public is falling into that trap. In fact, according to pregame.com, 67% of the action is on Chicago. So we get to fade the public and take the Oklahoma City Thunder here, which I think is good for a couple reasons. First, SGA, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the above-average starting point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, balled out against Chicago last season. And not having Lonzo Ball, who's an above-average defender, and Alex Caruso, who's an elite on-ball defender, back there to stop SGA, means I think these results from last season are gonna mirror the results and Monday's game against Chicago. So SGA last season in 2 games against the Bulls put up 27 points per game on 71% true shooting, which breaks down to 64% from the field, 50% from 3, and he made all of his free throws. He also added 5.5 assists in the 2 games against Chicago last season. And again, the absences of Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso means SGA is essentially facing the same Chicago backcourt that he dominated last season. Coby White is going to take over the starting point guarding duties, and that guy is a fraction of the defensive player that Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso is. Nice backup point guard, especially if you need some microwave offense, but not someone you want in your starting lineup. Also, it's just a better spot for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 13-6-1 against the spread as a home underdog. They're 6-3-1 against the spread at home versus teams with a winning record. They're 6-3-1 against the spread when playing with a rest advantage, and they're 10-4-1 against the spread versus Eastern Conference foes. Also, both teams, like we talked about earlier, been playing really bad recently. Again, Chicago's lost 6 of its last 7, 3 straight. Oklahoma City's lost 10 of 11 and 3 straight as well. And the advanced stats also back up how poorly each are performing. But Chicago has been performing a little worse and has not exceeded expectations. Matter of fact, they've significantly underperformed expectations, whereas Oklahoma City is exceeding expectations despite not playing very well. What I mean by that is, according to cleaningtheglass.com, Chicago is 29th in adjusted net rating over the past 2 weeks at minus 8 points per 100 possessions. And correspondingly, they're 28th in ATS differential at minus 4.2 over the past 2 weeks, right? Oklahoma City is actually slightly better in adjusted net rating at minus 7.3 points per 100 possessions. It's the third worst adjusted rating over the last 2 weeks. Again, Chicago's got the second worst adjusted net rating over the last 2 weeks, so they're both playing equally terrible. However, again, Oklahoma City is actually exceeding expectations. And by expectations, we mean how they're playing against the spread, against the market. So Oklahoma City's 10th and against the spread differential over the past 2 weeks at plus 2.1 ATS margin. Again, Chicago's minus 4.2 ATS margin. So Oklahoma City Thunder are performing or exceeding expectations. Chicago's underperforming. SGA balls. Let's take the Thunder plus the points. Again, I'm going to wait closer to tip-off because all the money or most of the money is coming in on Chicago. But I can listen to an argument for taking the Thunder now. I mean, Zach LaVine isn't guaranteed to play in this game. Nikola Vucevic is on the injury report. Who else is on the injury report? Well, those are the two big names. Zach LaVine is questionable. Nikola Vucevic is questionable. Whereas Oklahoma City Thunder mostly have their full roster. So let's take the Thunder plus the points in this one. It's 1.5 right now. So that's what we're taking to the feed, to the Bet Slippin' podcast feed. The final best bet that I have here, I'm going with the over 220 now and a half in the Utah Jazz Phoenix Suns game. Suns covered as 13.5 point. Couldn't cover as 13.5 point favorites in a 113-103 win versus the Indiana Pacers G League roster Saturday, but it did win its sixth straight game by beating the Pacers. Utah has lost three of its last four games, including yesterday, Sunday. They lost the Golden State Warriors 94-92, but they actually pushed as 2-point road underdogs. Phoenix was 3-0 straight up and against the spread versus Utah last season, but the total was 2-1 towards the over-under. So I like the over here because, I mean, simply put, this is going to be the least bet side in this entire Jazz-Suns game. And typically, that's where you find value or profit in sports betting, is just fading the public or betting on something the market feels isn't very possible or is betting against, I guess, is the better way of putting it. According to pregame.com, literally 99% of the people or the money is on the under. I guess 83% of the bets. I'm sure that evens out a little bit closer to tip-off, but most of the people are betting the under, and it's for very obvious reasons, right? All the trends say this game's going under. Utah's 0-4 to the over-under the last four games. Phoenix is 1-5 to the over-under in the last six games. Both teams are missing, could be missing, significant firepower. The starting center for the Suns, DeAndre Ayton, is listed as doubtful. Jay Crowder, who's a floor spacer, stretch four for Phoenix, is also is going to miss this game. Cameron Payne, who's organizes the second unit, backup point guard for Phoenix, is also listed as out. So both teams are missing firepower. At it's more concerning on Utah's end, which is a big reason why they're 9.5 point underdogs heading into this game. Bogdanovic is listed as questionable. Rudy Gobert is listed as questionable. Backup center Hassan Whiteside is listed as questionable. And Donovan Mitchell is already ruled out of this game. So the under makes more sense, but typically betting the thing that makes more sense or the obvious thing isn't very profitable in sports betting. So that's the foundation of my handicap here. The other thing is each team has offensive edges it can exploit in this matchup despite the missing firepower. I mean, Phoenix pushes the pace. and forces turnovers, and I don't think either one of those things change despite their missing players in this game. And Utah's 29th in defensive efficiency versus fast break offense. Again, Phoenix loves to push the tempo and get out in transition. And they're also 20th in offensive turnover rate. Utah can get a little clumsy with the ball, and Phoenix has a high defensive turnover rate and can turn turnovers into easy points, and typically does. So that's something that Phoenix can exploit and help gain some points, score some easy buckets, probably the better way of putting it. Also, Utah is good on the offensive glass and in pick and roll action, both of which are weaknesses for Phoenix. Mostly the pick and roll for the roll man. In fact, Phoenix has the second worst defensive efficiency in pick and roll action versus the roll man. And while Rudy Gobert and Whiteside are both listed as questionable, I think one of them plays and both of them are good pick and roll men. Actually, Hassan Whiteside is a lot better offensively than Rudy Gobert, and not nearly as good defensively. So if Rudy Gobert actually misses, I think it helps our over more, even though he's a big reason for Utah's success in the offensive glass, which is another edge that they can exploit in this matchup. Phoenix is 24th in second chance points per game allowed. And Utah gets a lot of second chance points through its offensive rebounding. So also, this number feels pretty high considering of all the trends pointing towards the under and the missing firepower from each team. I think the initial reaction when someone sees Donovan Mitchell listed as out, DeAndre Ayton as doubtful, Gobert as questionable, they're thinking, well, you know, the under, 220 feels like a lot. So I think we can fade the public in this one. Apparently all the public is betting the under, so the over feels like the more profitable side, and that's what we're on. We're taking over 220.5 with the Utah Jazz Phoenix Suns, and then we're going with the Oklahoma City Thunder plus 1.5. Those are our two best bets on the Monday slate. Thanks for listening. Good luck whether you fade or follow me, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.